It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Thursday. 1 week away from kickoff of the NFL season, which will be here in Kansas City against the Baltimore Ravens. Banners will be shown. Flags will be waved. Planes will be flying. Tears will be rolling.
Will the stadium have plenty of bunting around the side of it? Because that's opening day. You got to get the bunting out for the stadium. Let's go.
Mm.
Who's singing the anthem? Do we know yet? Who's banging the drum?
I don't know. I'm sure that'll all get announced on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, later in the week. Or not later in the week, I guess. Earlier next week.
Yeah. Want to get into something else. The Chiefs will have another documentary. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. An hour from now, we'll have your Goldilocks. Because, fellas, I don't know if you know this or not, but last year I got really involved in college football. I think a lot of that had to help with working in Kansas and being able to play bets.
Yeah, that helped a lot too, yeah.
Also, there was a team in, I think they play in Boulder, Colorado, that got my attention. That was very fun. Do you believe? Nah, was the quote from Deion Sanders. But first, we dive into the local teams. Missouri plays tonight. Kansas plays tonight. K-State will play Saturday. And then Colorado plays tonight. So we can start with the team that plays in Columbia. They play Murray State.
I like Murray Steaks in Minneapolis. That's a good place.
That's funny. But the thing is that this game tonight in Columbia against Murray State, the first game, it is sold out. Eli Drinkwitz got his wish. Good. They finally sold it out, which is great. If there's anything I know from experience, Columbia, if I was 21 years old, would be the place to be tonight. It's Thirsty Thursday in College Town, USA.
Yes, it is.
It's the first football game.
Best night of the week in college.
You could meet your future wife and have a lot of fun watching your team kick the snot out of a team that you're paying to come play you in your stadium. Because
there's nothing worse than having one of those games though, and that team you're paying beat your ass.
Missouri is a 48-point favorite.
Ooh.
The money line is completely off the table at DraftKings. The over-under in this game is 57.5. I'm just really more excited to see the Luther Burden Brady Cook connection. It was there last year. Cook came back. He's got Theo Weiss on one side, Luther Burden on the other side. And I'm honestly really, really excited to see how great of a player Luther Burden is, because all we've gotten to go off this year is the video game, how he's the best wide receiver in the game.
Right.
He's going to be the number one wide receiver taken in the draft. Probably be a top 10 pick. Easy to say that. Could be a top 5 pick, maybe, if he just absolutely dominates. But I am excited to see the start of the Missouri road that could lead to a college football playoff bracket at the end of the season because of where their roster is, where their head coach has finally gotten this program. Should be a fun time to be a Missouri Tiger fan.
Well, it should be. It should be a fun time to be a local college football fan for every university. I don't know that there's ever been a season where we're going in where all three fan bases have legitimate postseason expectations, right? Maybe last year a little bit with some postseason expectations because Kansas was starting to play some good football right now, but I'm talking about real postseason expectations, right? Like basketball terms, every team should make the tournament and has expectations to make the tournament. I think that's how Kansas fans feel this year. I think K-State fans feel that way. And I think Missouri fans feel that way, that all three of their teams can make it into the tournament this year. And obviously this is the first year of having that tournament. So it makes college football so much better. Like college football has gone from a sport that I didn't pay much attention to as a child, because I grew up and there were no college teams, and then went to KU, became a college football fan. Then all the reshuffling of the conferences, I'm like, all right, I'm out of this. It's just it's ridiculous. I don't like what's going on. And then the NIL came in, Marvin Harrison Jr. came around, Deion Sanders showed up. I'm like, I'm back into college football. And now we got the college football playoff. We've got Colorado back in the Big 12. And like, there's some really good things and fun things happening in college football right now. And all three local teams are going to be really, really good and really fun to watch this year. Like, I am so excited for the start of college football season. I was like literally depressed last year when my Buckeyes played Michigan and the game was over. And I'm like, well, that's it. There's no more college games until these bowls. I'm like, nobody plays in the bowl games, right? So I'm excited for college football to be back this year. There's a lot of good games this weekend that I think people are going to be paying attention to. And Deion Sanders in Colorado, which play tonight, as you mentioned, on Big ESPN, they are the perfect villain and the perfect team for what college football needs, because you're either rooting your ass off for Colorado or you're rooting your ass for them to fail. And that's what the sport needs. They finally have themselves a true villain in college football right now.
I think it's interesting. I'll dive into my take on Colorado, because that's it. That is the football program that I do root for, because I think Deion's great for the sport. I love the role of the heel. I think when he leans into it, he's calling himself like the Big Bad Wolf. He's growing out the gray beard with the sunglasses, the flat bills and the hoodies and the way that's.
Has he ever been a heel before though, Dusty?
I think he was a heel his whole career.
You do?
Yeah. Unless
really?
Unless you were in Dallas or San Francisco or Atlanta. I mean, other than that, it was like He was a heel for his own team.
You think so? Because
he got flown into the World Series privately, and everyone's like, "Who the hell is this guy getting special treatment?"
Yeah. Your he had a baseball game or football game earlier that day, right?
And then he did the high step, and you hated to see it. And then he was, you know, showing up in an expensive Mercedes-Benz golf cart. Like, he's always been a heel.
I never looked at him as a heel. I looked at him because I was a kid when he was doing all that kind of stuff. I looked at him like, I want to be like that guy. That guy's awesome, right?
And he was one of those guys that could do something that not everybody could do. Right. He was basically one of two players that did what they did, and that was him and Bo Jackson. Like, Bo Jackson's career was shorter, but I mean, you don't see a lot of guys play both sports now because money's so much more higher in a contract than it would be. They'll just pay you to where you don't go play somewhere else. But no, I think he's always been a heel. I think he's always kind of been like, I hate that guy because he's so good, but also I hate that guy because he's arrogant. But like, I hate that guy because he's arrogant because he can back it up.
He backed it up, though. Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. Like, I remember, what was it? It was,
I don't know. That high step, like, I'm not a fan of Dallas, San Francisco, or Atlanta, but that high stepping into the end zone after interceptions or punt returns, that was awesome to watch. I guess maybe because that was my wheelhouse as a child.
Yeah.
Like, and that guy was huge when I was a kid. I love Deion Sanders. I never hated Deion.
Go talk to Kurt Likens for about 5 minutes and bring up Deion Sanders. Let me know if you think he's a heel.
Okay. That's fine. But the other thing about Deion, too, that I think it's so understated, what really set me kind of over the edge, if you will, if that's right, in my love for Deion, was when he was Leon Sandcastle and came here and gave the press conference as Leon Sandcastle, and the rest of the media didn't get the bit and were getting upset with Deion Sanders. And then he said his agent was Rich Blackmon, and I was dying. And he was looking at me, and he knew that, like, I got the bit. And most of the media there was like mad because he was being Leon Sandcastle, not Deion Sanders. And I'm like, I love this guy. And I've loved him on TV. And I love the fact that he's coaching Colorado because he brought me back into football. Now, is he doing everything right out there? It doesn't appear to be from some of the stories that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to take away from my like love, if you will, of watching this guy do his thing.
We move on to KU. They play tonight on ESPN Plus, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Right.
You've got some good talent over at KU. You got the real deal, Devin Neal, at the running back position. Great running back, came back this year to play one more year in college football. Future third round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, because Isaiah Pacheco will be getting ready to get paid, and you'll see the Brett Veach process take over. I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe they do. Who knows? But also, Jalen Daniels, their quarterback, is a quiet Heisman Trophy candidate that you have to keep your eyes on. Now, I know some people are going to say, I'm going to roll my eyes, whatever. But the thing is, he's got the skill set to be that type of Heisman quarterback because he can use his legs. He can throw for yardage. Their offense has been much better since Leipold's taken over. So don't think that I'm like talking out of my ass when I say that Jalen Daniels could be a Heisman Trophy candidate, a quiet one, because of what he can do. And I do believe in some places on the internet that I had seen before, there were some talks about who's a sleeper Heisman candidate. His name came up multiple times.
Yeah, he's 18th in odds right now.
18th?
18th plus 3,500.
The last 2 years he was supposed to play, never plays.
Right, well, he got hurt.
And well, there was a lot of question on whether he was hurt or whether he was, you know, holding out for more money or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, like, he's got to play a full year before we can even consider him for any sort of awards, right?
Sure, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just think that, like, when you look at his skill, I mean, 35-1 is not that terrible of an odds.
No, it's not. Like, that's what you want in odds. 2-1 odds, that doesn't win you any money.
No, but I'm saying, like, 35-1, sneaky, quiet candidate, KU's offense, KU's team. They'll play in, I believe they will play, is it Sporting Park tonight or Children's Mercy? Children's Mercy Park, right?
I think that was it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's Sporting Park anymore. I think it's Children's Mercy Park.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just trying to be honest here. Bad Kansas Cityan for you, but I know they're playing there tonight. They'll play some of their games at Arrowhead.
Yeah, they're playing at Sandstone.
Yeah, they're going to play in Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
Big enough feel for it. But no, I'm excited because K-State will play Saturday, so don't want to dive too much into K-State. They play, who do they play? They play, Tennessee Martin.
Alcorn State.
Isn't it Furman or something? No, that's Ole Miss.
No, it's a gentleman's name who they play. Yeah, Tennessee Martin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, UT Martin.
Tennessee Martin. KU plays Lindenwood tonight. We already had their buddy of the defense coordinators to take the under.
Yeah, take the under.
But KU favored by 46. Mizzou favored by 47.5. Colorado favored by 9.5 mm-hmm. against North Dakota State, which North Dakota
State. That's going to be the competitive game. I mean, let's call it what it is. Novak State is pretty good, you know. Yeah, they're a good school.
It's on ESPN because it's Dion. It's on ESPN because it's the best college football game tonight.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? Yeah. So you got Royals on one TV, and then you're bouncing college football on the other TV.
Correctamundo. Yeah. So when you think about this, Devin Neal from the Texas Line needs less than 800 yards to be the all-time leading rusher at KU history. Pretty impressive
that
there.
That is, yeah.
Gail Sayers, look out. Yeah. I don't know if he's
John Riggins, look out. I wonder who is the leading rusher at KU.
My guess would be Gail Sayers.
I would guess John Riggins, but I'm going to guess it's probably neither of those two because those are the names we're thinking of. It's probably you're probably going to look up somebody and you're going to go, oh, yeah, it's that guy.
June Henley.
That's, yep.
Tony Sands and then James Sims.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. There's your leader. So if you had June Henley at the top of your league.
Yeah. Who'd you say was number two? Tony Sands. He was a little bit before my time there at KU, but
June Henley rushed for a total of 38-41 as a KU
running
back.
That's back when dudes played 4 years, you know? Yeah. Oh, I wonder what June Henley's doing now. I think he was drafted and was in the NFL maybe for a hot minute.
All-time leading passer is Todd Reesing.
Yeah.
And the glory days of the Kansas Jayhawks and Mizzou football, which will start up again next year. Can't wait for that. But KU tonight, Mizzou tonight, Colorado tonight. I know Colorado's not local, but they're a Big 12 team.
Look, it's a national story. Everybody's paying attention to Colorado, right? I think Colorado is one of those teams, Dusty. If you walk into any store wherever you are and you ask five people who mm-hmm. the coach of Colorado is, they're going to tell you who the coach of Colorado is, right? They know it's Deion Sanders. That's why Colorado's important because everybody knows him. Every casual fan knows that Deion's out there coaching at Colorado. I bet you right now, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and you guys can weigh in, and Mac, you're more of a college football guy than any of us. I guarantee you more people know who the coach of Colorado is than Alabama.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Right? Oh, yeah. For sure.
Right. Exactly.
But I will say this. What do you think is a better story for tonight with Colorado? They blow out the team in Shedeur Sanders and
he just signed a Nike deal yesterday.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
And he has a huge game. Like we're talking like 6 total touchdowns, 500 total yards passing, 100 yards rushing. He just has a huge night against North Dakota State. Or they lose. What's the bigger story?
Oh, wow.
Huh. I feel like if they lose, it's the obvious. I think it's like, Deion sucks.
Right,
like,
it's the pile-on effect if they lose.
But if
Shedeur Sanders goes out and balls against Nodak State and does something like that, I think people will say, that's North Dakota State. Let's wait till he gets into the real games against the Big 12 or whatever the case
may be. Well, because this happened last year, right? They started off, I don't know what game it was. They won early on, and then what, they went 3-9 the rest of the year?
They started 4-0. Yeah, that TCU game.
And everyone's like, TCU is like, TCU sucks now. Okay,
TCU
they lost
like
everyone.
14.5-point under, or they were 14.5-point favorites. Yeah.
Colorado just motorboated them, man. Motorboated them.
Like, oh my gosh, they were in the championship last year. It's like, it's a whole different team. It doesn't matter. Yeah. For reference, Shedeur Sanders, we mentioned Jalen Daniels, Kansas quarterback, plus 3,500 to win the Heisman. Shedeur Sanders, plus 4,000.
So 4-1.
Yep. Or I guess
40-1. 40-1. Oh, 3,500, 4,000. Yeah, 40-1. Yeah. Wow. He's got.
Yeah, he's.
Well, the problem also is that because the problem that he's so low is because the guy that he throws to, he just lost his name.
Travis Hunter.
He's the versatile guy.
Yeah.
And if he's going to throw a bunch of yards, they're probably going to go to Travis Hunter. If he's going to throw touchdowns, they might go to Travis Hunter. So it kind of debunks his. Whereas Travis Hunter is also going to play D-back. And have numbers there. So that, I mean, what's Travis Hunter's odds to be Heisman? Probably like, I'd say probably better than Dan. I bet they're, 10-1?
See, you should go place a bet on it, brother. 60-1 right now, plus 6,000 for Travis Hunter.
Wow.
So you think if Colorado wins 8 games, gets into a bowl game, Travis Hunter's their best offensive player and their best defense, he's got to be in consideration.
Well, how do you not have a guy that plays both ways, not just in the conversation, but at the top of the conversation?
I think so.
It's one thing to dominate on offense. But if you're dominating on offense and defense, you're doing more than any other player in the entire sport. You're the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, this is essentially Desmond Howard is what they're trying to say that he should be or could be because he was the guy that did it last time and played both sides of the field.
From the text line, 913, Colorado has to come to Lincoln in week 2. I can't wait to beat the brakes off of them. You think Nebraska's going to do something special? They haven't been relevant since Bud Ice was a beer.
They have Patrick Mahomes' clone. They've cloned Patrick Mahomes.
I know. Yeah. That kid is giving false expectations to the Husker fan. Right?
You love to see it.
Nebraska fans are smoking Marlboro Lights and drinking Bud Ice talking about 1995, baby. baby.
They should go back to Bo Pelini.
They never should have got away from Bo Pelini.
He was just he was too roughneck for him, I guess.
Yeah, he was calling out fans and whatnot, you know.
That guy could smoke a cig in a rainstorm, though.
That guy, Bo Pelini, man, he didn't fear anybody. I liked him. I thought he was funny.
Mac, I know I'm doing this to you on the fly. Do you know what Avery Johnson's odds are to win the Heisman?
Yes. Okay. 25-1. He's plus 2,500. Right, so right.
That's some juice to squeeze, eight, huh?
A lot of local Heisman odds here. So we got Avery Johnson. Mm-hmm. Then we go Brady Cook, Missouri, plus 3,000. Mm. Jalen Daniels, we mentioned, plus 3,500. And then we've got here, give me a second, Luther Burden out of Missouri. Burden, 6,500.
My Buckeyes got Akron this weekend, too. I've been watching tape on the Zips.
Charles Woodson, I'm sorry. Not Desmond. Charles Woodson.
And that's it.
My bad.
It's your local Heisman odds.
Yeah, Charles Woodson, the last. He hit the Heisman in the end zone. Got a penalty for it.
I see him doing it, right? That was one of the great moments, you know, even though he plays at Michigan.
Your crosstown rival.
Ugh.
I do want to tie in some.
Nothing good comes out of Michigan.
But that is the college football slate tonight. It's KU at 6, Colorado and Mizzou at 7. Mizzou on SEC Network, Colorado on ESPN. KU is on ESPN Plus. Royals, obviously, on Bally's and 96.5, The Fan.
Read the top text.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Bo peed his pants on the sideline. Nut job.
Yeah.
He's excited.
I think he probably did that because he's football coach, man. I can't take a break. I got to call a play. I'm just going to pee myself.
I mean, the first time I ever did a radio show, I puked.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just nervous?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. The good thing about Bo Pelini, he's one of my Buckeyes, man. That's an Ohio guy.
My boss told me at the time, John Hansen, said, hey, you got the show tonight, 3 hours. Good luck. I said, oh, okay.
What time did he tell you that?
10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So you had some time to prepare.
So I was at the house getting everything ready to go, put my rundown together, came up here, and all of a sudden it was like...
How nervous were you?
Oh, extremely.
Who was producing for you?
I believe it was either Chris Unicero or it was... Shoot. It was either Unicero... No, I think it was Serta.
Okay.
I think it was Steven Serta.
So you had somebody to talk to, yeah.
And I went in there and I literally got up here, cut some audio. Serta showed up at like 5. He's ready to go. And because I think Hughley was out that night. And it was like my first shot. My boss is like, hey, man, you got the job. You got to do this show tonight. Good luck. And I was like, okay. Got up to the studio. It was like 4 o'clock. Had everything ready to go. Had the rundown. Probably way too much detail.
Of course. Like yeah. But it's better to be that way than.
Right.
Yeah,
it was like 6 pages. And all of a sudden it gets to like 5:35. And I see Carrington come out of the studio. I'm like, okay, so that's his last break. And it just like hit me. And I was like, okay, you're all right. You're all right. You're right. And then it was like, nope, I got to go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
And it just all my lunch. And I remember going to the studio. I remember coming back. And
what'd you eat?
I think I had like a chicken Caesar salad.
That matters, so it wasn't great. I mean, like if you had like, you know, like noodles
or something.
No,
it was definitely a Caesar salad because it looked the same.
Yeah.
And I remember I came back in and Serta's like, you look pale as a ghost, man. And I was like, I'm sick. I just threw up. And he goes, oh, yeah, I always poop before a show. And I'm like, thanks, Serta. Appreciate that. He goes, yeah, I just get a little nervous, you know. Is that a take a poop? It's fine. And then he went outside and banged a dart.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Serta's a guy. And then our friendship bloomed from then. But there I mean, it's, you know, Bo Pelini, man, that guy was intense.
That guy, he was intense, man. He was intense.
I would take out the trash every time if he asked me to do it.
From the 913, Buckeyes is killing me. Horns up. Texas is the most overrated sports program in the history of sports in the United States of America.
We're back.
I mean, seriously, every year, Texas football believes they're winning some sort of national championship.
Somebody says, didn't Vern come from Eastern Michigan? Or I think it's Eastern
Michigan. Yes, Vern is the one good thing that came from Michigan, okay? So there's not bad things about everything. It was a blanket statement. My bad, Vern counts. He's good.
I watched that sign ceiling doc last night about
on
Michigan. Yeah, very interesting. Totally cheated.
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews. Buddy of mine said if you watch it, they'll be like, yeah, he totally cheated. But then they're like, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. And
they play both sides.
And then the very end of it, you're like, so nothing.
They leave it up to you, I guess, to determine whether
they do.
He's at Michigan. He had Harbaugh. He cheated.
Oh, I'd love for you to watch it, Bob, because you'd think this guy's a total just jack off. And he is. He's
totally.
he's just a total loser.
I'm sure he is.
This guy's a loser.
Yeah,
man.
I'm sure he is. But I'll watch it eventually, you know.
No, you'd think Connor's a loser.
I already do without watching it, right? Like, you concocted this scheme and
exactly.
You know, you're stealing the signs. Like, didn't we learn from the Patriots? Like, you're not going to get away with it, man.
From the 913, so Bob is an Ohio State fan. Then he's a Will Howard fan, so he's a K-State fan by
That's
proxy.
Correct.
Welcome to the Wildcat family, Bob. E-Maw, baby.
I love that text. There you go.
Take the day off.
Love it, yeah!
And then we finish up with the same text number, the same guy. He's on fire. 2 out of 2. What do you call a chicken looking at a bowl of lettuce? Chicken sees a salad.
Ah, that's good. That's there a good go. Dad joke. You can text in your dad jokes today. Fine.
Whatever you want. Yeah. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well. I'm Dusty Likens. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty on the other side. We get into why the Chiefs remain to be Hollywood. They're going to give you one big tease right before the game of the year, I would call it, on Thursday night. Next Thursday in September, the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
I'll tell you, the text line just brought up one of the more bizarre stories in college football this year. And from the 816, love me some Bobby Petrino at Arkansas this year. Back as the offensive coordinator where he used to be the head coach and got fired.
Did he show up with the neck brace?
I hope so. Like, that would have been epic if he showed up with the neck brace on.
I wrecked my motorcycle. Who was on the back? Huh?
Yeah.
No, there was a female on the back that wasn't identified as your wife.
Right, yeah.
Oh, so your neck's not really hurt. It's all a ploy.
That's
yes,
right.
It is.
Right.
One of the greatest Halloween costumes I've ever seen in college. Some guy showed up with a neck brace, used his girlfriend's mascara and blush on his face, put like some fake cuts, and then wore an Arkansas hat and just wore a polo.
God, you guys remember when Jim Wooldridge at K-State was coaching with a neck brace on?
Yeah.
I think it was Jim Wooldridge. Yeah, it was. Right.
There's not a worse injury thing to wear than a neck brace or like a headgear, which they used to wear for like
braces.
Remember
those things? Yeah, the
headgear. Stop staring at my headgear, Stan. Yeah.
So again, I was listening to the Cleveland broadcast yesterday, and I swear if I may be hearing it wrong, but I think the announcer for Cleveland, they call him Rosie, I think his name, Jim Rose or something it is. He all week, anytime he talked about Kyle Isbell, he would say, Ka. And I don't know if he was doing or if that's it, but like every time he said it, he said, Ka. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's totally like just subliminally channeling his inner Cartman on the radio. And I love it.
Cheers. Oh, I love that character so much.
What's going on with Deshaun Watson? Did he get another massage or what's going on there?
He did a contract negotiation. They like restructured so they could open up $35 million in cap space, which means now they're going to get Brandon Ayuk. They're going to send Amari Cooper to San Francisco, and Amari Cooper is going to be the happiest man on the planet.
Yeah, so
that's what's going to happen.
Do you think that's what's going to happen? So what they did, they tacked on another void year, apparently, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And our friend Sean Pendergast down in at 610 in Houston does the morning show down there, says, Cleveland is a year away from looking for 0% balance transfers on the Deshaun contract. I mean, that's where they are right now. Bad contracts, man, they'll kill you. Just like this one I read to you guys earlier from SpotRack. Mm-hmm. Closing in on his worst statistical season in 6 years, Mets closer Edwin Diaz is owned $66.5 million through the 2042 season, including $26.5 million of deferred payments. Don't pay closers. Don't pay running backs. It's really pretty simple. Unless you got Mariano Rivera, paying a closer and paying a running back is ridiculous. The shelf life is just not worth it.
The shelf life for the Kansas City Chiefs is inevitable. It is fantastic. They are going to have a Hallmark thing Christmas movie. We have our own 96.5 The Fan member, and Alex Gold will be in that film. At some point, we'll have to look for him. I will be at his house watching that with his family.
Tammy from the Westons in the movie as well
there
as Kristen Okoye.
Our buddy Blair's in the movie, I think, at some point. We'll have to look for those golden locks as well. Speaking of golden locks, we'll have Alex Gold in about 30 minutes to join the show for some golden locks. But also, you're going to get a really fun, I think, documentary called America's Game the night before the biggest game.
They always
game.
Do this, you know, when you win the Super Bowl, they do a documentary of looking back every year at seemingly us.
And you get the chills when you hear the trailers.
Listen, this is probably every team in the National Football League set their goal to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the ultimate.
Right here, energy, energy, let's go!
There's the biggest pop star in the world, Taylor Swift.
Who's she here to see?
Man, I think the secret's out.
You act like it was a distraction. I was like, no, this is just Travis, man.
Second down, launch, wide open! Kelce has the touchdown!
And Jason Kelce up in the suites here in the left corner.
As bad as we trust.
They're bringing pressure against Lamar.
I love that feeling of we gotta have it right now.
Travis Kelce comes up with one of the biggest plays.
Overtime in the Super Bowl, baby, how about it?
This is what you dream about as a little kid. I think everybody does whenever you want to be a football player.
Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
Those are the challenges you live for this game.
I mean, if that doesn't tighten your shorts on a Thursday at 8:51, I don't know what does, especially that little trumpet sound or those little music sounds in the back. But when I hear that audio, fellas, I forget how many different storylines the Chiefs had last year, right? The obvious big one was the pop icon Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were dating.
It's kind of become second nature right now for us, you know?
Then there's the storyline of nobody can catch a ball. There's a storyline of Patrick Mahomes is starting to pout on the sidelines, and the naysayers like, oh, we always knew that he was this, you know, pouty little blank that when he didn't get his way or didn't go the right way, Patrick Mahomes was whatever. Then there's the, oh, they got to go on the road for the first time in the playoffs and win two games. Did that. And now we get to see this America's game again, September 4th, the Wednesday before the Thursday game on the 5th,
where
the Chiefs will host. The Chiefs will host the Ravens. Great time to get jacked up. You can watch the franchise, lead that into the Royals, lead that into Wednesday night when you can watch the Royals during the day, and then you can watch this on Wednesday night. Then you can stay out a little bit too late on Tuesday night, and you can watch the replay of the Super Bowl as well. It'll be on NFL Network.
Are they doing that Thursday. On Tuesday?
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. So you get Tuesday night, you get the replay of the Super Bowl.
Bob
doesn't
rewatch games.
No, I don't. I have no interest in rewatching a game.
I've seen every Super Bowl victory at least three times.
It's not something I like. But
I like
whatever.
To look for things that I didn't see the first time. Like the first time I watched the game, of the replay of last year's Super Bowl, I noticed that Mahomes kind of gave Rashee Rice a little lip on the sidelines. Like, hey, shut the blank up. Trust me, I'll get you the ball. And then in the next couple of drives, Rashee Rice was getting the ball because he was mad. He wasn't getting the ball to Patrick Mahomes. And I didn't notice that because I'm so, you know, jacked up during the Super Bowl.
Do you see where Travis Kelce wanted to fight Andy Reid on the sideline?
Was that when he pumped up the chest?
Did you see that? Like, he went up to Andy Reid and is like, you want to go?
Somebody says, Dusty, can you explain that Cleveland trade again? That seems very one-sided for San Francisco. San Francisco would send Ayuk and probably a trade or a draft pick to Cleveland for Amari Cooper and a couple more draft picks.
But does Brandon Ayuk want to do that, though? Didn't he just say he doesn't want to go to Cleveland?
Does he have a no trade?
I think he's vetoed a lot of these. Like, they have to work out a long-term deal if you're going to make this trade.
Well, Brandon Ayuk needs to find out what he wants. Does he want money or does he want to stay in San Francisco
and win?
Well,
that's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know what Brandon Ayuk really wants because they've had multiple trades on the table for Brandon Ayuk. There's been one to Philadelphia. There's been one to New England. There's been one to Pittsburgh. There's been one to Cleveland. Maybe he wants to go to Washington is kind of the rumor out there. I don't know if that's the case. Who the hell would want to go there, right?
I wouldn't.
And so I think there's been opportunity out there. But if you're an organization and you're making this trade for Brandon Ayuk, you have to have a long-term deal done. Right. Otherwise, you end up, you know, holding your own poop like the Jets did with, you know, the guy from Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, right? Like, you've got to figure out a way to have a deal done. If you make a trade for Brandon Ayuk and you don't have a long-term deal in place, you're an idiot.
You're stupid.
You're a jackass. You're a moron. So you've got to go out there and make sure you have that deal done with Brandon Ayuk. And if Brandon Ayuk isn't going to get into a long-term deal with you and you're trying to trade for him, then you don't make that trade. You can't.
Before the Browns knew that Ayuk didn't want to play there, the initial trade offer, to Dusty's point, was Amari Cooper, a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, and maybe it just didn't work out because Ayuk didn't want to go there, didn't think he'd get paid. Maybe now that they have the money, they can say, hey, same trade, Niners, what do you think? Ayuk, what do you think? Maybe, but that would be kind of the framework, like you said, Dusty. Cooper, second, and a fifth. That's a lot.
But it has to be with a long-term deal for Brandon Ayuk.
Yes. Right.
But Cleveland, I mean, they did pay Deshaun Watson.
That's true.
Watson,
so,
yes!
They are stupid.
Yeah. They deserve everything they're getting.
Yeah.
When it comes to just absolute sadness and tragedy. That's just what Cleveland deserves. I love this text because I can't believe that we are actually here. We've been trying to say that this is what we wanted to do. From the 913, I'm going to make your dreams come true. I'm just ready to bring back the hunt for Blue October. Love me some Chiefs, but damn it, it's playoff baseball time. Not every time is a text line get to be the tease line, but that's what that was going to bring up. Because on the other side, we get back into your Blue October push. Mac Morey, Dusty Leggett, Bob Fesco. This is Fesco and Dusty. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
To say Vikings are made of just a big move at quarterback, Dusty.
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
No.
Chiefs
Jaren Hall has been signed. Brett Rippin, or Wade, Brett Rippin signed, Mac. Wow. You excited?
Woo-hoo. Brioche. Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. You can find Bob Fesco at Hy-Vee today from 11 to 1.
That's right. 63rd and Flum is there where I'll be.
And then you can find me tomorrow for Visit Kansas City, Kansas Red Friday Sports Betting T-shirt giveaway, which is this Friday afternoon with myself. I'll be at Tanner's Bar and Grill on 39th and Rainbow in KCK. Stop by between 3 and 5. You can enjoy drink specials, get entered to win a pair of K-State football tickets that we will be drawing the winner of at 5 p.m. You'll want to hurry, though, because quantities are limited. KCK is always a better bet. Bet in KCK.com. Boys, fun stat. Remember how everybody said, oh, the Royals, they do so well against the White Sox. They're 12-1 against them. Well, so are the Minnesota Twins. Minnesota versus everybody else is 60-60. How you done?
What are the Royals against everybody else?
Better than 60-60 because they have a better record than the Minnesota Twins.
What is the Royals record right now?
75-50. That's bad. I can look.
So they're 75 wins? 5 minus 2 is 3. 7 minus 1 is those they got. 63 wins. Not against everybody else. I mean, who cares? It's who you are, who you play.
What
right?
Remember everybody said. No, the Royals are 75-59.
75-59.
Subtract 12 from that number.
So they'd be 63 and
58.
Yeah, 63-58 without the White Sox.
And the Twins are 60-60 against everybody else. The Twins are 3.5 games back from Cleveland, 2.5 behind the Royals.
Yeah, 3 games in the win column, 2 games in the loss column. So yeah, the White Sox, man. Look. If you didn't take advantage of the White Sox this year, that's on you.
Yep.
That is on you. The Royals did what they were supposed to do. You kept a losing team losing. They beat up on the White Sox. We've got to stop worried about that, apologizing for that, and caring about the fact that they were 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox. Who gives a rip? They were on the schedule. They took care of business. The story would be, what if they didn't go 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox, right? Like, where would they be right now if they were 6-6 or 6-7 or 7-6 against the Chicago White Sox? That's the story. They took care of business. They blew the doors off the White Sox. You don't apologize for that at all. I hate when people sit there and say, well, they were 12-1 against. So?
Right.
It's still an alleged Major League Baseball team in Chicago. You still have to go out there and play the game. You still have to go out there and get the win, and the Royals did just that. They did what they were supposed to do. You get credit for that.
Right. But the Royals are done with Cleveland for now. They will play Cleveland Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I believe all 3 games are night games because I remember Alex Gold said that their Wednesday show was their last one-hour show. But
no more day baseball?
I don't think so. I'd have to look at their schedule, but no, I think it's. I mean,
possible.
It's over. I don't know because like, why would they not be on? I guess unless it's like from 10 to that can't be right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, I think. Well, they've been playing those like Wednesday night games, and I know they play Cleveland Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I want to say that game's probably it's like 7 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. So they play Wednesday at 6:40.
Okay.
September 4th.
Ah, you go back to the 6:40 times now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. School's back
That's
in session,
right.
man.
School's back in session, brother.
So, yeah, they'll play Monday, September 2nd on the holiday at 3:10. They'll play Tuesday at 6:40. They'll play Wednesday at 6:40. Then, of course, ain't nobody in that parking lot except for the Chiefs fans on Thursday night. And then you get that big series against the Twins. We've been talking about this week coming up, and we have to wait a little bit because we're not quite there yet because you have to take what's in front of you at the moment. And that team right now is the Houston Astros.
Right.
Binkley sent me a text earlier. The Royals are 8-1 in their last 9 games against the Houston Astros.
Okay.
So they've been pretty effective.
They
against
were good
them.
At the beginning of the year against Houston, man. They kicked Houston in really good in the early part of this season.
Right. I think that was the text. I want to make sure I'm being factually correct for Jay Binkley because the guy loves it. But he says, yeah, they've won 8 of their last 9 against Houston, aka ownership. Continue that. Houston is first place in the West. They're 71-62. They're 35-29 at home. 36-33 away, and their last 10 games, they're 4-6. The Royals in their last 10 games are 6-4. On the road, they're 34-31. Love to see that. And they're 41-28. They have a 75-59 record. They're 1 game back behind Cleveland, who Cleveland will play Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and the Dodgers, whereas the Royals will play Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. So much harder for the Royals, yeah.
Essentially, though, if the Royals could take care of business, go win 3 out of 4, split with Houston, win 2 out of 3 against Cleveland, and then win 2 out of 3 against Minnesota, you could essentially see the Central starting to creep back into the 8-1-6 if that's sort of the thing that you want to look ahead of time. But You just took 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. You're in this gauntlet or this riptide or this final home stretch of the season. You just got to keep playing the ball that you know how to play, which is speed, defense, starting pitching, and you're sending into Houston Singer, Lugo, Reagans, bang, 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 first three games, going into Houston, playing against a team that, well, not as good as you are on the road, not as good as you are at home, not as good as you are overall record-wise, and not as good as you've been the last 10 games.
I need a good start from Brady Singer tonight. I'm not bought into him, and I would trade him in the offseason. He's a 4 at best, but a lot of people believe that he's a good, you know, starter, okay? He needs to step up big tonight. Like, how big a boy are you, right? Like tonight's a big night for Brady Singer. Thank you. Brady Singer tonight, I don't want to say needs to be that stopper because it's only one loss, but that was a devastating loss, in my opinion, yesterday. How do you respond from that? And you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Brady's been shaky lately. Like, it's time for Brady Singer to go out there, be a big boy. Let's go. Get a good start under your belt against a good team and say, okay, I am a guy you can count on in the postseason. Because right now, Brady Singer, I'm looking at right now in the first round of the postseason, it's going to be dicey whether or not he's even on the postseason roster because you don't need 4 starters. You're going to go with Lugo, you're going to go with Reagans, and you're probably at this point in time going to go with Waka as your 3 starters in the postseason. Is Brady Singer a guy you want rolling out of the bullpen? I don't think that Brady Singer's a guy that I want rolling out of the bullpen at this point in time. So he's got another 29 days, probably another 4 starts to show that he even belongs on the postseason roster. Because when you get into the postseason, each round you advance, you can change your roster, you can adjust your roster. I'd rather see the Royals maybe go with an extra bat instead of, you know, you're not going to need a starting pitcher, you know, other than 3 of them in that first round of the postseason. So there's a good chance Brady Singer does not make the first round postseason roster. And right now, he's got to go out there and earn that back. Tonight's a big opportunity for Brady Singer. Let's see what he can do.
I mean, I think he's definitely one of your top 3 starters when it comes to the playoffs.
I disagree. Waka, Lugo, and Reagans are your top 3 starters for me.
Fair enough. But last time he went up against Houston, 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, only 1 earned run as they got the victory last time he pitched in that game. And his last couple starts, not the greatest, but he had a good one against Cincinnati, right? Went, let's see here. He went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, struck out, I believe, 5, struck out 6. Obviously, the one sandwiched around that, the Philadelphia start, not great. Minnesota, not great. Boston, not great. The common theme there, all good teams, all playoff team-ish, right, if you want to put that there. Philly, obviously. Boston, maybe. Minnesota, maybe. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a game where it's the ball gets handed to Brady Singer at the start of a series against a Houston team that is always going to be content. You know, you got Bregman at 3rd. You have Yordan Alvarez, who I think hit 2 or 3 home runs last night. Jose Altuve is still there.
Nolan Ryan's pitching tonight.
Right. Well, he might be behind home plate. But this is, again, it's the way the Royals have to live is I think the way that I'm looking at the way that this series against Cleveland went is you did your job. You won 3 out of 4. Yes, yesterday you lost. You had the lead. Whatever. It's 1 loss out of 4 where you won 3 of those games and you took an advantage of a series and gained 2 games on the first place team. Plus, you gained a tiebreaker with the overall matchup in the regular season. Now you go into Houston. I think Houston has more pressure than the Royals do going into this series. And you get Brady Singer, you get Seth Lugo, and you get Cole Reagans as the first 3 guys to throw and shove for the Kansas City Royals. And I have no worries with Brady Singer what he can go out there and do tonight because this is a type of game where Brady Singer can go out there and be that guy. This isn't a team that's in his head like Minnesota. This is a team that he's already pitched against. He's gone 5 innings, gave up 5 hits, struck out 6, gave up 1 earned run. It was a home run, but they won the game when he was on the mound. And this is one of those games where I don't need Brady Singer to go out there and give me 8 innings, 2 hits. I'm not asking for that. Give me 6, give me a quality start, and I think this team will be just fine because the offense is doing just fine as well with the homegrown talent that we had mentioned earlier with Bobby, Vinny, Sal, Massey, Melendez. Let me see what those guys do. And finally, Bob, finally, we get Bobby Witt Jr. in a joker of a ballpark.
Yeah, right.
Give me a couple home runs for Bobby Witt Jr.
down left field over those Crawford boxes out there in left field. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see. But,
right,
you know, MJ giveth, MJ taketh away. Yesterday, he kicking the ball all around, right? Like, come on, MJ, play like you did on Monday. That was a fantastic play on Monday. But, like, for Brady Singer, to me, the biggest thing is can he deal with adversity? And he's a guy that shows, man, somebody gets on, somebody scores a run. He doesn't do so well in those type of situations.
Right.
I need him to show me that he can handle adversity and get through these tough situations. And so we'll see. I mean, it's a big start for Brady Singer, in my opinion, tonight. I think he is pitching for his postseason roster spot because if he goes out there, I think if he goes out there and pitches poorly against Houston, and you mentioned all the other teams that he hasn't pitched good against, he's not pitching good against the playoff style teams. And so that's who you need to be pitching good against when you get to the playoffs. And he may just be a guy that's a fourth starter that's good against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and he fills a need for you during the regular season. But when the postseason comes around, is he one of your three starters that you can rely on in that first round, in that wild card round, or that divisional playoff round?
Yeah, I mean, the ERA in the long season, I mean, I get it. Like, hasn't performed well against good teams. The playoffs will be all good teams. But again, I just, if not Singer, you're going Waka. So you go Lugo, Riggins, Waka. I mean, again, I wouldn't be upset about that. Waka's been great in the last second, or I guess the whole second half of the season.
Waka's been fantastic.
What a great problem to have. You get to choose between four pitchers to pick out three to see who can go. But I think it is going to be Singer, Lugo, Riggins as their three-headed monster moving forward. Coming up on the other side, we'll do some odds. We'll do some bets. We'll do some college. We'll do some pro. We'll do some baseball. It's all that. It's Goldilocks. It returns to the Fesco crew here that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are traveling these days, right? You're making those flight reservations for wintertime or spring break or wherever you're going.
Welcome back to a Thursday. Alex Gould gets no introduction.
No, Alex isn't even here yet. He'll be here in a minute. As soon as he gets in the building, we'll play.
He probably doesn't even have one.
I don't even know that Alex is even in yet, but as soon as he gets here, we'll play his intro and we'll get the music started for Alex.
I think it's
Alex Gould.
Yeah, we'll give you that's a tease. We'll give you there. So when he walks into that door, I will play that music, and then it is college football betting season. I don't know about you guys, as we wait for Alex to join us. This is where college football really got my attention, and I give it to three different sort of categories. One, the fact that all local teams are actually decent again. Last year was one of the most fun I've had, some of the most fun I've had for college football.
Yeah, I did it a long time.
Deion Sanders gets a lot of the pie.
Yep.
And then the other one is that, like, gambling legally in the state of Kansas has really made it a little interesting for me, because I was talking to Alex now, and I'm like, man, it kind of sucks. They have a four-leg parlay boost on DraftKings tonight, and I'm like, what do I do? Because I can't take the money. I would have just taken the money lines in KUMU, which would have been, they're not available because they're such a drastic decider. But I'd have taken, like, Colorado, blah, blah, blah. I'd have taken KU, Mizzou, and then one more team and put them all together and said, okay, let's just go have fun and watch college football tonight. Man, it's even better when the Royals are playing meaningful baseball as well. And someone on the text line had mentioned, they had said Houston, their last 20 games is 13-7.
Okay.
Well, I went straight to my little world of research, which took no time. And I said, the Royals are 12-8 in their last 20.
Yeah.
I tweeted out Houston 13-7 in their last 20 games. Credit to the text line. Royals are 12-8 in their last 20 games. Two of the hottest teams in the AL with less than 30 games to go. Baseball is so back in Kansas City.
It is.
Boys.
It's great. Like, everybody had Royals fever yesterday. Yesterday was the first day that I got a sense that everybody was paying attention to what was going on in the Royals game. And it really, I don't want to say it reminded me of the Houston game four, where it was the day game and we came back and won, but it was very reminiscent of that yesterday. Everywhere I went, everywhere I was, people were talking about the Royals. People were doing all that kind of stuff. That sounds overmodulated too. It's these new wave files the boss is making us use.
You better not lose me, my knee. Alex Gold, betting pro. These are his golden locks. You better not lose me, my knee. You better not lose me, my knee. You better not lose us, my knee. You better not lose us, my knee.
That is the cool sexual sound for Alex Gould and his Goldilocks. I'll actually get to play golf with those guys next Wednesday for a good charity.
There you go.
Yeah, the old number five. So I'm ready to see them. They said, Josh Klinger is a diehard fan. We are now, it's our job to make you one as well. So I'll be drinking Kool-Aid, doing all the spiritual things, become the next fanboy of the old 95s. Mr. Alex Gould, how are
old
you doing?
Old number fives.
Old number fives.
Yes. What's up? What's up?
You turn your microphone on would be nice, but yeah.
I pointed at both of them, and neither one's working.
I don't think either one works.
I like the echo. This is going great.
This is wonderful.
Are we okay? How do we move? Do we move over here?
There you go. You got a microphone up there. Don't take the one that doesn't have a microphone in it.
Check.
Nope.
None of these
none of these microphones are working. I don't understand.
Things are going great.
This is fantastic.
Hopefully this isn't foreshadowing.
None of the microephones are working.
Just turn them all on, Mac.
There we go. Yeah.
Now he's there.
That's a hell of a way to start our appearances,
guys. I hope that's not foreshadowing to the four-legger that I'm going to trail you in tonight, Mr. Gold. But let's start off hot. You can't take any money lines in the local schools tonight because they're just not worth it.
Sure.
But let's start with Mizzou, your biggest hatred towards a college program, which it merits it. You're a KU grad. I hope that's okay. Mizzou against, Murray State tonight. What do you like about this game, and where's somewhere that we could look at for maybe some sort of lock?
Look, I like Missouri a lot this year. You know, we're all about making money. You got to put aside your allegiances. So I do have them. We can talk bigger picture later going to the college football playoff, but 47.5-point favorites. I think that's too big of a number here in week one for Missouri. I'll explain why the other two local schools, I think, have more of a reason to continue to go full throttle towards the end of the game. I don't think that is the case here with Missouri. And Eli Drinkwitz has only covered one of his three non-conference openers, right? One of them, in fairness, was against Alabama. So you didn't cover against Bama 2020.
But that's not a non-conference,
right? At the time, it was non-conference opener.
No, Missouri's been in the SEC for longer than you've been driving.
I don't know. This comes from Elias, so I'll go ahead. That's a fair point, Bob. That comes from Elias.
Well, Elias sucks.
Yes. Who walks with Elias?
But the one game they didn't cover was 2022 against La Tech, when the Tigers were 19-point favorites. They won by 28.
So, did Jarius Sneed have an interception in that game?
That's a fair bit. Was he playing corner at that point or safety when he was at La Tech?
Was he at La Tech then?
I don't know. He was in the ACC. Who knows? Anyways, go ahead.
No, so for Missouri, out of the three locals, they're the one I don't think will cover this week, even though bigger picture for the season, I think they're the best of the three by far.
Yeah.
But Missouri, 47.5 at FanDuel, that's one that I'm going to go ahead and, if I had to bet Murray State in that game, that's who I would.
So we're taking Murray State plus points?
Plus the 47.5.
So you're saying Missouri doesn't need to go out and put up show points
quarterback situation. They have Brady Cook. They know what they're getting out of their quarterback. Whereas if you want to ask me about, let's say, KU tonight against Lindenwood, where they're 44.5-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen Daniels, we know the story there with his injury history. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to play more than a series in the third quarter. So I think he's done by, the 10-minute mark of the third quarter. Normally you would say, well, that's not good for Kansas to cover 44.5. But I think because of the injury concerns with Jalen Daniels, they need their backup to get work. Chris Ballard's son, Cole Ballard,
right.
They need him to get work with that offense, brand new offensive coordinator. So I think they will actually go kind of full throttle the entire game, even with the backup quarterback. And they're taking on Lennon Wood, who has only been at this level for a couple of years, gave up over 400 yards of offense to bad teams a year or so ago.
But it is a new year, and their defensive coordinator's friend texted us this morning and said, take the under. My friend is the defensive coordinator at Lindenwood. Take the under. So I don't know, Alex.
So I like KU minus 44.5. I also like the over 59. For the same reason I just brought up, that I don't think Kansas is laying off the gas.
Do you think Kansas is going to give up points, though, in this game? Or do you think it's going to be all one-sided and Kansas is going to score?
Because while the offense with Ballard, I think defensively you'll see a lot of backups in that game in the second half as well tonight.
I think
points will be scored this evening, Bob.
Okay, so take the over in the Kansas game.
No, that's under, right? You said take the over. In Kansas. Okay.
Take the over in Kansas, but under in Mizzou?
I'm not on the total in the Missouri game.
Okay.
Murray State plus 47.5, KU minus 44.5 in the over 59, and then K-State this weekend in Manhattan taking on UT Martin. They're minus 37.5. They're the smallest favorite in 37.5 points of the entire weekend. I like UT Martin to cover that one, 37.5.
Let's go to another action tonight, my Colorado Buffaloes.
That's all you, man.
Yeah, dude. 9.5 against North Dakota State is what they are favored by. You disappointed me and said you're taking North Dakota State State plus 9.5.
Yes. Carrington and I were talking about this as well. I think if you can find a 10 on the board still, of course you want the half point. That'd be vital for you in this one. I don't think Colorado loses. I know there's a lot of people picking a big upset. I do think talent-wise there is still a discrepancy, but we know North Dakota State and the track record there, they're a pain in the ass for everybody in the first week or so of the season. And I still have questions about Colorado. Like, I don't know where you are long-term. I think they're a 6-win team this year. I'm guessing you got them winning 9 or 10, Dusty, right?
Yeah, I got them in the playoffs.
So I'm going to go ahead and take North Dakota State tonight to cover.
That's
not
interesting.
To win.
All right. What about my Buckeyes? Akron, big game against them, in-state rival.
Nothing for the individual game this weekend, right? But bigger picture, the Big Ten, everybody is really debating Oregon or Ohio State, I think. You know, Penn State, to me, is pretty sneaky this year. They have KU's old offensive coordinator that's now there with the Nittany Lions, and I think Penn State's going to be very good. But I do think Ohio State comes out of the Big Ten and ultimately represents the Big Ten in the college football playoff, one of two or three Big Ten teams. Ohio State plus money, plus 145. I think Oregon's the most talented team, but I think Ohio State's just going to rely on their running game because the question for them is just the quarterback, right? Former K-State quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. But they spent $20 million on their payroll.
But Phil Knight's writing checks for 10.
I know, but like the payrolls that we know of, Ohio State's blowing everybody out of the water. Like they've got to perform this year. Otherwise, Ryan Day is going to be walking a short pier into a lake or whatever they like to say. But like Binkley said earlier to us that of the three locals, he thinks K-State has the best shot to get into the playoff. Where do you look at that from a gambling perspective?
Well, so look at the win totals. Start there for each of the three locals. So Missouri over 9.5 is plus 152. I like the over on that. That gets them to 10 wins. And if they're a 10-win team, they're probably finishing top four in the SEC. And to me, if you finish top four, you're getting in.
Okay.
I was on with you and Josh back in January. I don't know if you guys remember. End of January, we were talking like already odds for this year. And I have a 60-1 ticket on Missouri to win the title. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're winning the national championship. I said it then. But they're now down to 40-1. They're 35-1 in some other spots. Mm. If they get to the college football playoff, you have a hedge opportunity. The SEC, you don't have to win the conference. It's that, and you get to 10 wins. I think they're going to be undefeated before they go to Tuscaloosa. So I just think Missouri's in a better position, even though the competition's tougher.
Right.
For Kansas and K-State, their win total, Kansas over 8.5, over under 8.5, K-State over under 9.5. I like the over for Kansas, so like a 9-win team. I like the under for K-State. I also think they're a 9-win team. One of them, to me, will play Utah in Dallas for the Big 12 title game. And so, yeah, maybe Bink, I don't know how Bink laid it out. Maybe he thinks K-State will beat Utah. I could see that playing out, but I think Utah is the favorite for a reason.
Yeah, they're probably the best team in the Big 12. And you know, it's funny how you mentioned the 9.5 or the 8.5 for Kansas and you're taking the over. It was a couple years ago when gambling got legalized. We all made free money off of Kansas taking the over at like 2.5 or whatever.
3.5, 2.5. And now we're, times have changed.
Times have changed in a big way over there in Lawrence for the football program. And obviously that's a good thing. But Binkley had it coming down to the K-State KU game. And because it's in Manhattan and he took K-State in that one, that's how that one kind of all played out. Anything else you're kind of looking at college football future wise is really the season gets going tonight.
Just one bet, not necessarily tonight, but just long term for this entire season. The Heisman Trophy market's always fun, right? Dylan Gabriel's the favorite at FanDuel. He's 5-1, and I understand why he is. If you're asking for someone further down the board that can surprise you, I'm going to need help from Mac on the pronunciation here. But I actually think Tennessee's quarterback is a lot. What, Nico Iamalava?
Nico Iamalava.
Sure.
I am a lava is a lot better.
I like
that means
I am a lava. We're going with I am a lava.
That 14-1 at Tennessee. I actually think in the conference that he's in, if they surprise some people, he'll be in the mix, and you can still get him at 14-1. So
you like that win total then, maybe for Tennessee 8.5, right?
Yeah,
let's
I think
go.
Tennessee surprises some people this year.
You
but
do.
Dylan Gabriel being the favorite is warranted. I mean, Oregon's going to be one of the best teams in the country, right there with Ohio State.
All right, before we get into NFL, we got baseball going on right now. I just threw some money on the Royals to win the division. Okay, I got plus 180. Or something like that on them to win the division. The Tigers now, you know, are plus 45.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They're only 4.5 back. That's like, that's
crazy.
A sneaky bet right now, isn't it? Or are you staying away?
I don't think to win the division, all of a sudden, I'd have to look to make the playoffs. Now the Tigers are an interesting bet. It doesn't look like it's being offered on the board at FanDuel right now, but I still don't think the division, because, Bob, they got to jump three teams. It's four and a half back, yes. I mean, it's impressive, but you have to hope you can pass three teams. I think that's difficult to do in 28 games or whatever the Tigers have left. But the division, look, this is something we've we've all been tracking. Once again, in January, I was on with you guys. There were two Royals bets I made with you guys in January. Cole Reagans to lead the league in strikeouts. He's third right now. Unfortunately, that last outing might have killed it, but he was 80-1 right there. And then the Royals 30-1 to win the division. I'm sweating it out now. 30-1. I think even at +195, Bob, you still got decent odds on it. Uh-huh. But for me, the Royals bets right now are just whether or not you're betting the division or if you really want to get greedy with the win total, right? You know, if you think somehow they were to get hot enough, I don't think they will. But at one point, to finish with the best record in the regular season, I think they're now 5.5 back from that, which is not impossible.
No.
But it's 180-1. I don't hate throwing like $5 on that.
Yeah, that's a nice $5. Like, let's see what happens type of thing. And like, but it's what do you think has a better chance of happening? Detroit winning the division or the Royals finishing with the best record?
The Royals finishing with the best record.
Okay.
Both are long shots, even though the markets would say the Tigers win the division and have a better chance of happening. I just think three teams to leapfrog is tough. Like right now on FanDuel, you can't even bet on the Tigers to win the division anymore. Like they've already narrowed it down to three teams themselves, and I think there's a reason for that.
I have I have your thing here. Did your parlay, put it on DraftKings, got the odds. Your odds for what you like, over 59.5 for Lindenwood, Kansas, correct?
Okay. Yep.
Murray State plus 47.5 versus Mizzou. Kansas minus 45.5. And then North Dakota State plus 9.5. Put all that together. It is plus 869. So okay. 10 would win you $96.
I don't recommend parlaying them all together. Yeah, I'm going to bet them separate. But yeah, if you want to throw a few bucks and have some fun with it, why not?
Right.
I already made a bet for next week's Chiefs game, which I normally
you told
don't
me
bet
about
a week
it.
Out.
Yeah.
I already made a bet.
Okay.
I already made a bet, and it's not just the Chiefs on the spread, but parlay, just because the odds were shifting. Carson Steele, I'm a little more nervous because of the Samaje Perine signing.
Yeah.
But Carson Steele was 18-1 to get a touchdown a day or two ago in that game against the Ravens, right? Goal line opportunity. I think maybe they give him a ball. He's down to like 9-1, 5-1 at FanDuel as well. Ooh. So I have a bet on Carson Steele to score a touchdown. And then the parlay I sent you, Chiefs to cover the 3 against the Ravens, Bob. Mm-hmm. Carson Steele touchdown and Xavier Worthy longest reception over 20 yards in the game. And I sent you the odds on that. I actually don't have it right in front of me, it was a long shot bet, a little flyer for week one of the season.
You ready for it tonight?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
College football last year was fun anyway.
Yeah.
The Deion stuff carried most of the weight. That's not going to have to happen this year because all three locals are going to be awesome. I think it's going to be a great season.
But also, let's just take the locals out of the equation. Obviously, that adds to it. But the college football playoff being out there now makes this college football season that much better because you don't suffer a loss to Murray State in week one and your season is over. Like it has given so many teams the opportunity to play for the tournament. And we're going to be talking about it all year long. Every week, we're going to be talking about how it applies to the college football playoff.
Every team's got a shot. I mean, look, K-State to make the college football playoff is plus 285. Missouri to make the college football playoff, plus 172. You know, Kansas was a little bit higher than that. I think 5-1 in some spots. The fact that all three have those kind of odds to make it, to your point, like you have a real path to get there. You don't have to go undefeated, especially in the SEC if you're Missouri, in order to get there. So it's going to give everybody an opportunity and feeling like they got a shot. And then it'll be interesting towards the end because that 12th spot goes to the group of five champ, basically the best record of a group of five team. So you could be looking at rankings. You could be KU, K-State, Missouri, or any other team, Bob, and you think, oh, you're in a good spot. We're ranked 12th. We're the last spot. You better get to 11 or 10 because you're going to get kicked out because the 12th spot is automatically going to a group of five team.
Gotcha. What about NFL futures? What else are you looking at before we get into the teeth of this NFL season?
You want a Chiefs future or you just want a broad NFL
future? Well, give me both.
Okay, so Chiefs future, sweep in the division this year. 6-0 divisional sweep in the AFC West. I think this division is worse than it was a year ago. I know last year there was still some hope maybe that Russell Wilson would figure it out. I think this division is terrible. The Chiefs to sweep are plus 375.
Okay.
Mahomes 30-5 against the West. We know that in 2022 they swept the AFC West, so that's one season-long bet that I like. And then, not that I'm down on Xavier Worthy at all. I think he's going to be great, but the total I think is way too high for his season. 750.5 receiving yards. I just think there's too many mouths to feed. This is going to be a really good offense this year, guys. I think they're going to be closer to 2018 offense than last year. And so Rashee Rice got over 900 yards last year. Well, that was because we all know
there was nobody else.
You had to.
Right.
So unless Hollywood Brown misses half the season or something, I just don't think Worthy is getting 750 yards receiving. He can still have a great rookie campaign.
Sure, yeah.
You get 600 yards and six touchdowns, I'd sign up for that right now. I mean, knock on wood on Hollywood Brown injuries, because that's the only way I think Worthy gets over 750.
Gotcha. Anything from a league-wide standpoint that you're looking at?
So this one's kind of chalky. You know, this is not going out on a limb, but the Chiefs and Niners to both be the number one seed in their respective conferences. I think there's a chance we get a rematch again, mm-hmm. but just to be number one seeds, it's 21-1. So plus 2,100. You know, I look at the AFC. I think these Chiefs are the best team by a good margin. Mm-hmm. I think the Niners, even in the NFC, are still the better team in the NFC than anybody else, just from a regular season standpoint. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. But 21-1, I think there's enough value there where you can put some money on both to be the top seed.
By the way, your Chiefs parlay week one, plus 4,500.
Love it.
So 10 Love bucks it. Is going to win wow. you 450 bucks.
Nice.
A little sprinkle on that, guys.
That's a nice little one.
What do you got
right
coming
there.
Up today on Cody and Gold?
Yes, we'll obviously talk about all three colleges and kind of how we think the season's going to go for each one of them. And then I love the Samaje Perine signing. We talked about him a couple days ago as well. I think Mac also called that a few days ago, if mm-hmm. I remember right.
Man, it's a nice sign.
Like
a
nice Jerick McKinnon mm-hmm. Replacement. Mm-hmm. And then Paul Charchian. It's fantasy football season. Nice. Everybody's doing their draft, so we'll get some perspective from Charch.
Are you doing the betting show again this year?
So that betting show, because...
Which one?
That one, Bob. Okay. That one. It is going to be in podcast form initially because, well, the Royals are on 96.5 The Fan, obviously, and right. it's going to be a bit this season, I think. So I may not have a live show until November.
All which right.
That means the Royals in the World Series
it's
if
the
that happens.
The only time I've ever you not wanted to have a live show.
So that's a good thing, but no, we'll have a podcast out starting next week and each week.
So it'll be called That Betting Podcast?
It's still That Betting Show because it will be a live show eventually
okay.
once the baseball season's over.
All right,
man. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you. Yeah. Glad we got your microphone working.
Yeah.
Love you, Mac.
Hey, I tied them all up and on.
It's okay. You've had people come into your studio all day.
Yeah, I don't know what's been going on back there.
It's a party
been a mess
back here. It's
back
great.
There.
Love it.
Yeah, it's just love is blind. Yeah.
I got a correction from Jay Binkley.
Then you come
way.
Home from Uh-oh. Early from the what?
I got a correction text from Jay Binkley.
Old school.
He said, "I said mm-hmm. MU has the better chance to get into playoffs, not KSU. I think both have a chance. A bit. I like Missouri's chances more."
So we've had
got that text as well.
We've had Binkley since 6 a.m.
Oh, he's a P1. Man. He's dialed in. Yeah, show starts. That. He listens. He doesn't stop.
And he had a show last night until 9 p.m.
Well, I mean, you got to get up early.
He had a guy, I think, texting his show.
Two locals in Colorado play tonight. You don't
That's
think
right.
Binkley's getting lubed up for this one?
He's already there, man. He might have already been there twice.
And he's got the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Oh, he's probably pouring, I'm sure, right?
Breaking down Bailey Zappi videos.
Oh, God. Get back to that story.
We'll do that for sure. But again, in case you missed it, Alex Gold says he likes KU over points and KU covering the spread. He likes he likes North Dakota State to cover the 9.5. He likes Murray State plus 47.5 against Mizzou. That doesn't mean he's rooting for Mizzou. He just doesn't think Missouri is going to cover the 47.5. That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points,
that
man.
A lot
it
of
is.
Points.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to bet anything or just sit back and watch and do the whole, like, screensaver thing where I'm like, this is what I should have bet, and then watch it all hit.
It all hits.
Because that's how it always happens.
Always happens that
You're
way.
You're like, this is what I wanted to do, but I don't know if I really am believing in this, and then you don't do it, but you screenshot it, and then you look at it, and you're like, huh, Murray State only lost by 38. KU won by 50. Colorado didn't cover the 9.5. Great. Good job, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought about that. Who knows?
And the problem is you got to make these bets before you leave the state today, too. So you can't like sit at home a little bit later on and think to yourself like, okay.
And then someone asked from the 913, what were the legs on that Chiefs parlay again? He has Carson Steele anytime touchdown. He has Xavier Worthy having the longest reception in the game.
Over 20 yards.
Yeah, and he has the Kansas City Chiefs on the money or on the spread -3. It was plus 4,500.
Right. And I don't even think I could be wrong, but I don't think it was the longest reception in the game. It was just the thing his longest reception
his longest
to be over 20 yards.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, which that's even better.
Okay.
Xavier's longest.
All right.
So, like that. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. We call this show Fesco and Dusty. We wrap this show up with one more brief topic of the Royals, plus we'll give into a story yesterday that broke the entire meeting up by one line by yours truly, Jay Binkley. This is 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here for the final segment here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, a couple of reminders. If you've ever wanted to come see our beautiful faces, you have that opportunity. One is you can do it with myself. Visit Kansas City, Kansas Red Friday sports betting t-shirt giveaway this Friday afternoon with me, Dusty Likens. I'll be at Tanner's Bar and Grill on 39th and Rainbow in KCK. Stop by between 3 and 5 p.m. to enjoy drink specials. Get entered for a pair of K-State football tickets. We will draw for the winner at 5 p.m. You'll want to hurry because quantities are limited. KCK is always the better bet. Bet in KCK.com. Bob, you'll be at Hy-Vee today as well.
That's right. Hy-Vee from 11 to 1 today at 63rd and Flum right there off of Shawnee Mission Parkway. You know where it is. Come out, say hello. The steak sale starts tomorrow at Hy-Vee. You get 4 days of having the best prices on steaks for your Labor Day weekend. And then today you can get the steak dinner already made for you. $10 will get you a steak. It gets you some green beans, get you some mashed taters, all that good stuff. Only at Hy-Vee. So come on out and say hi today from 11 until 1 over there on 63rd and Flum in Shawnee.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ Technologies, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I wanted to ask you guys something because you were kind of talking in bits and pieces about it. Is there information coming out from the Jets or something today? There's some sort of disarray going on with the Jets that people are now openly talking about. I know one of you guys may have quoted an agent to me in my ear saying the Jets are a colossal mess. Like, yes. What's going on with the Jets?
There is an agent that came out that reports basically the Jets are in complete, quote, disarray, and that the vibes around camp and Aaron Rodgers are, quote, terrible.
That's
so
awesome.
That's good. Yeah,
that
good.
Is fantastic. I love that coming out on a week before the NFL season starts. Now it's starting to leak what we've been telling you all along. This thing is a disaster that's going to shape up in New York, and people are going to get tired of Aaron Rodgers' act real fast, and hopefully this whole thing falls apart. Hassan Reddick's still not signed either.
No. The Royals head to Houston tonight for 4. Vern's pregame show starts at 6. First pitch is at 7:10 in Houston. You'll want to listen to the pitch clock, because you have an opportunity to win tickets to the next homestand, which is against Cleveland. There's only 12 games left for now. Royals 12-8 in their last 20. Houston 13-7. Brady Singer gets the ball and has to prove everything in the world about Fesco tonight.
Yeah, it's a big night for Brady Singer. I think Brady Singer right now is on the edge of whether or not he makes it onto this postseason roster, because you're only going to go into the first round of the playoffs with 3 starters that you need. And for my money, it's Lugo, it's Waka, and it's Cole Reagans. Those are going to be my 3 starters. My 3 starters. I don't know if we're going to see a situation where Brady Singer gets an opportunity in that first round to be on the postseason roster. He doesn't pitch well against good teams. He's a 4th starter. And so for my money, Brady Singer is starting to pitch for his postseason roster spots right now. And I don't know how the Royals feel about potentially using him out of the bullpen, but Brady Singer to me is a guy who just doesn't handle adversity well. He goes out there on the mound, has a scuffle, and lets it bother him. It lets it affect him. I can't have that in the postseason. So as far as I'm concerned, if I'm judging based on today, where we are right now, yep, Brady Singer wouldn't be on my postseason roster.
Yeah, I mean, I think I respectfully disagree. Obviously the argument for Waka would be there to, you know, the former NLCS MVP, like, has the experience, has all that sort of thing. But, you know, Waka, I think, screams more of, I'd like to see him be the guy that maybe if Brady doesn't do well in the first few innings, then you bring in Waka, because that's where I think you put Brady Singer's stature is, you're our guy. You've been one of our top 3 guys all year. You have a 3.3 ERA. What we need you to do is go out there and pitch, and if you don't do well, you're on a short leash in the playoffs. It's nothing against you, but like you have said, he gives me a lot of guys that I've golfed with vibes, where first tee box, shanks his driver.
Done for the day.
Rounds over. Like, it just doesn't matter. I'm like, dude, yeah, we have the rest of this hole to finish, and we have 17 more. The round is not over. Whereas sometimes Brady Singer will be in the second inning. It'll be 0-0. He'll get the first 2 outs quickly. Base hit, walk, home run, his day's over.
Right. Brady Singer is a name that everybody knows, and people are probably going, I can't believe you would say that about Brady Singer. But look what he's done against the good opponents this year. He hasn't been stellar, and those are the opponents you're going to face. I think tonight's a big outing for Brady Singer. Not only to have a bounce back from what yesterday's loss was, which was just a really bad taste for a lot of people, but I also think he's pitching to prove that he can come up big in big-time situations. This is a big-time situation, Dusty. This is like losing a playoff game, and now you get the next night. How do you bounce back from that? Can Brady Singer be that guy who can lead the bounce back? And watching him over the last couple of weeks, I'm just like, I don't know that I trust Brady Singer as much as I did a few weeks ago.
Somebody says, do you want Zerpa or Carlos Hernandez in the pen over Singer?
I don't know the answer to that question because I don't know what Brady Singer's going to be like in the pen. I don't know that I want to put somebody in the bullpen in the postseason that's never done it before that can't handle adversity real well.
I just think, I don't know, I just like Singer's, I mean, I know Walk had 7 Ks yesterday, he's been great, he's had a lot of good quality starts.
And he's
yesterday.
A veteran that has postseason experience and understands how to pitch in those type of game.
This text doesn't make sense. Walk up blows, hit 2 batters and gave up 5 runs. Singer doesn't get run support. Well, you could look at the runs Singer's given up in 3 of his last 4 starts.
Yeah, I don't think Singer's not been good.
I need to say Walk up blows is a very, very
Walker was dominating
team.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't, that's just, that's, I mean, I guess that's where we're at with some Royals fans. Waka blows is very egregious. That's just.
Who would be, you have to pick your 3 for the first round of the playoffs, which is a 5-game series. Mm-hmm. So you only need 3 starters.
Yeah, Lugo, Reagan, Singer.
See, I go Lugo, Reagan's, Waka.
Okay. And that, I'm not mad
not
about
necessarily
that.
In that order.
No, I would go Reagan's, Lugo, Singer. That would be my order.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Singer is, you know, showing flashes or showing signs of maybe losing it or having it, then I bring in Waka, who's right. The cool, calm, collected veteran who can go in there and be like, kid, don't worry about it. I'll go in there. Or maybe we hit one of those strides where Brady Singer seems to find that little like sweet spot where the sweeper, the sinker, whatever he's throwing is starting to find its rhythm. And again, he's not playing against the Twins. I like that. This is a good test for Singer because this is a road game with a playoff atmosphere, with a team that's been playing just as well as you, if not better, with a very solid lineup. And it's a good time to look at this and say, okay, Singer, it's time to nut up or shut up. But the last time he pitched against Houston, he went 5 innings.
And that was early in the season. Houston wasn't good. They started, I think, 7-19. I mean, they were not good when Brady Singer faced them. So I just think tonight's a big night, a big tell for Brady Singer is tonight. How is he going to pitch? Your team needs you tonight, okay? You're in a playoff series. You're down 0-2 or it's 1-1. You're on the mound. What are you going to do? And that's the situation that I put Brady Singer in tonight. From the 816, your Dono in the wild card is a perfect example why some starters shouldn't come out of the pen. It's fair, yeah. But people are all over the place on this one. It's a good discussion point because I like the fact that everybody has a different perspective on what you should do. I love the fact that we're talking about who should be in your postseason rotation and left off the roster.
Right.
Somebody said you still get 13 pitchers. You don't have a limit on how many pitchers or whatever you want to use. It's your roster. You can do what you want, you know, with that roster in the postseason. You don't have to have 13 pitchers. If you want to have 12, if you want to have 11, and you want to go with a couple of extra bats,
mm-hmm.
You know, runs are at a premium in the postseason as well. What gives you a better opportunity? Brady Singer in the bullpen or having an extra bat on your postseason roster too? I mean, it just all depends on how they want to construct these rosters.
I think this team can do it all. The boys are playing some ball.
I just think that I'd like the situation better if Waka came out of the bullpen than as Brady Singer.
I don't like Singer out of the bullpen at all.
No, yeah. I think Singer as a starter and Waka as a reliever coming out of the bullpen is one of those things where it's like you can kind of mix and match that in a good way. And also you can add to your bullpen with Marsh, Bubich, and, you know, maybe Lorenzen if he's not as hurt as you might
think.
Man,
that's kind of a wild card right there, Dusty. Where are we going to be with Lorenzen? Is this a 15-day disabled list stint and he's back and he's ready to go? Or is this a hamstring injury? We don't see him till spring training type of injury. Because they didn't tell you exactly what the MRI showed yesterday.
Right. It was they showed the video, though, in slow motion when he did the stretch and the knee came down. And they showed Goldberg's face in the background. You're like, ugh. You're like, that didn't look good if he saw that. So,
yeah.
But no, I mean, either way, you gear up for the playoffs. You play Houston. You can only take one game at a time to add to the cliches of baseball. But it's a 4-game series against the Astros. You're playing good baseball, or as I like to say, the boys are playing some ball.
Do you have that song?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. He just played it like 10 seconds ago.
God.
Out of nowhere, it's so loud.
It was very loud.
It's like these. So there you go. We'll let this play out. I'll do what I do every day, and that is to tell you to go do something nice for somebody because it's simply cool to care, and you never know, it could change their day, week, month, or year. Stay kind, Kansas City, and stay safe. Alex and Cody coming up next. You heard what they're going to have on the show today, Paul Charchian. Plus, they get into local college football. Kansas City, I love you. Have a great day. Bob, Dusty, Mac, this has been Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
The boys are playing some ball. Bobby Baseball, Salvy, and Q are doing things only few get to do.
showing all those royal blue boys how to make lots of major league noise. They believe they can win it all. The boys are playing some ball. Yes, it's true, believe your eyes. They are baseball's biggest surprise. There's no telling how far they can go. But the longer they hang around, they are likely postseason bound. Just root them on and they're gonna show. They can pitch, they can catch, they can hit, and bases they'll snap.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They are so entertaining to watch. Why, they've even got the Pasquatch. This team can do it all. The boys are playing some ball.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.